This week on Barbell Shrug, we interview Jackie Perez about the type of training it takes to get strong and athletic and look good naked.
Hey, this is Rich Froning. You're listening to Barbell Shrug. For the video version, go to barbellshrug.com.
Welcome to Barbell Shrug. I'm Mike Bletzer here with Doug Larson, Christopher Moore.
Yep.
Got CTP behind the camera. And our beautiful guest, Jackie Perez.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, guys.
If you notice, we're in Memphis, Tennessee. We're not on the coast. Usually, if you see Jackie, she's on the beach somewhere.
I got kidnapped.
I kidnapped her and brought her back to Memphis. I just happened to be living like an hour away from her.
He's like, you have 2 hours to decide if you want to go to Memphis on Wednesday. I was like, okay, let's go.
And then her boss called me hours later. Like, what are you doing with Jackie?
He's like, you're doing
we're
what?
We're taking her away to a new life in luxurious Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, yeah.
Well, how have you liked it so far, Jackie?
It's different. It's cool. I saw a train. I haven't seen a train maybe since I was little.
It's easy to impress.
Choo-choo. That's right, Jackie. It's a choo-choo.
We had to, like, explain to her, like, what the train's for. And we also had some barbecue.
We had barbecue.
Which we all went and ate barbecue yesterday for lunch. And then we all went back to Chris's house and took a nap.
Belly up.
Like we all like spread out on couches and in
these
beds
things happen when you eat deviled eggs, coleslaw, beans, ribs, sausage, cheese for lunch. You know, a light lunch. You leave ready to stretch out, you know, get back to work, lickety-split.
Oh, man, that was epic.
The opposite happens. You pay for that meal.
Last night you got to eat with my mom and my brother.
That was one of the best experiences I've ever had for dinner. It was, I don't know how much I could say, but it was
You can
amazing.
Say whatever you want.
No, I should.
She's like, oh, man.
I don't want to put your mom
I'm
out there
gonna
like
that.
I'm
going to be polite here.
Mike's like, explain what you think about my mom
she
to the whole
awesome.
World.
She was awesome. We had the best conversations.
We'll give the Cliff Notes version for the audience. Everything you see in Mike, it is present and more potent in various forms than every member of his family.
especially the Bledsoe women.
In a different way. It was
crazy. It's a sitcom, really. I mean, every personality is that distinct, but yet somehow still, I mean, crazy is a harsh word, intense. Bledsoe-ish.
It's entertaining, to say the least.
Yeah, it's wild. It's like one of his brothers said to the audience, if you could imagine a sorcerer coming out like Harry Potter style and waving a wand, and turning a pit bull into a human being. That's one of your brothers. Just imagine this like an intense, loving, but dangerous creature. And then Nick is a sweetheart, the one you met.
Yeah, he's awesome.
They're all sweethearts, but Matt can be dangerously sweet, if that makes sense.
Nick's living the life.
Yeah, Nick is living the life. I think we could probably talk about that here. My little brother Nick has two girlfriends.
They know each other.
They approached him together.
They're girlfriends.
Yeah, they're girlfriends, and they were like, I think we need a boyfriend together. And they went and got him. And he was like, what should I do? I was like, it's like, be very careful. First off, high five.
Buy two flowers. Don't buy one flower. Buy two.
Oh, he messed up. He messed up last week. He bought a single flower. And we were like, what were you thinking? He goes, I don't know.
Like, you got to tell him, son, there's twice the potential for awesome payoffs in this situation. And there's also twice the potential for disaster. Proceed carefully.
What are you talking about? If they get mad at him, they team up on him. So there's no winning, ever.
Twice the chance to be a dad. That's scary.
I don't know why I hadn't thought about it like that. But
there's twice of everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. But if they really enjoy being around him, there's definitely double the upside.
I have mixed emotions about it. A lot of them are jealousy, maybe.
I can see that.
We had you on a few months ago, which was at regionals. We're like, you should come over to the house. Don't worry about it. Hey, there's a lot of kidnapping happening with me and Jackie. Yeah. It's not creepy.
It's so bad that you just say you want to come here, and I'm like, let's go. I don't ask questions.
Easy to convince. Yeah. So you came over to the house that day. We podcasted. You didn't know what to expect. And then afterwards, you were like, oh, there's like all these things I want to say differently, or there's these things I should have said.
There's so much I shouldn't have said.
A couple things you thought you shouldn't have said, but everyone loved it anyway.
Yeah, it was an all-star show.
But I disagree with you. I think you said everything you should have, but you've got a lot more to say. Because you post a lot of things on Instagram, and you've got a lot of fans, and you're very inspiring to women to, you know, somebody posted just the other day, that they decide to work out just because they saw someone on Instagram. They were contemplating, oh, maybe I should do CrossFit or maybe I shouldn't. And they saw the picture and then that, and then your picture for some reason it was like, okay, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, those are my favorite stories. And someone's like, I started CrossFit because of you. I'm like, that is the whole reason I have an Instagram. Like, I want people to be like, to see the beauty within it through what I'm doing, not just because someone's telling them to or giving advice on it. Just see it, and if you like it, do it. And most are like, I'm so happy I did it. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Quick bio on you a little bit. I mean, we always go back and watch the other one as well or listen to it on iTunes, but you're a coach at CSA Gym. Where's that at? I know it's another in California, but I don't go over
there. Yeah, Northern California, Dublin, California.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an amazing, cool gym. It's, you guys got CrossFit?
Amazing. CrossFit.
Powerlifting. And our boy Jesse Burdick coaches the powerlifting. Katie Hogan's there.
Yep.
You guys do mixed martial arts, right? Mm-hmm. Have the whole shoot and match.
Yep.
Anything you want to do, you
we
can do here.
We have full MMA, cage, ring, Krav Maga, jiu-jitsu, all of it.
Everything. Krav Maga, even.
Yeah, everything. It's awesome.
Krav Maga scares me.
CrossFit's like the Krav Maga of fitness, right? Like, you don't know what's going to happen. Take a punch.
Before we go any further, make sure to go to barbellshrug.com, sign up for the newsletter. We'll inform you whenever we post these podcasts or do other cool stuff. Which seems to be all the freaking time. So
let's start off way too formally.
When people they go, oh, I didn't know you were going to be doing this or that. I'm like, are you signed up for the newsletter? Secondly, are you opening it and reading it? Because if you do, you'll know what's going on. I promise.
I didn't get the newsletter. Did you sign up? No. Do you have a computer? No. You check your mail? Sometimes.
These are your habits. you live such a lifestyle, Chris.
I get emails from Doug now all the time, ever since I signed on the Barbell Bikini thing. So I get some cool inspirational words in my mail.
Emails from me that CTP probably wrote. Unlikely.
Thank you.
Don't let your secrets out, Doug. It's your name. You take credit for those emails.
Man, I felt like you were talking to me.
Put my name
I thought
on
it was
that.
So personal. I felt like Doug's talking to me.
Some people do think that, though. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we've been talking a lot about the Barbell Bikini program. What do you think about that overall?
I think it's everything I ever wanted to do and put out for women, and you guys did it, and you guys went above and beyond with the videos and the food stuff. Like, every question I had to see if you guys were ready for that, you guys were like, oh, we're on that. We have that.
We have our shit up and together. You wouldn't believe
it.
It's
just so well thought out. I think it's like if I was going to give a program to a female that was like, Jackie, what do I do? I want to lose weight. I want to look good this summer. I'd be like, this is exactly what you should do. And there's no guesswork. It's all taken out. So it's everything I ever wanted to do, but you guys already did it. So it's even better.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, we don't do the shameless plug very often or the advertisement, but if you're a lady and you want to get leaner, check out barbellbikini.com. Sign up for that. And we'll keep you informed on that, specifically outside of the newsletter.
Yep.
So we try not to bombard our entire newsletter list with everything that's going on all the time, just the things that you might be interested in.
We're more savvy than that. Come on.
Well, we at least pretend to be
savvier than that.
So, ladies, if you want to look good by next summer, like, start right now, like today. Like,
don't wait till after Christmas. Yes,
but Jackie, that's not good enough for me.
Yeah, no. If you come to me like February, make me look good by summer, I'm like, sorry, you're fine.
I got to go to the pool in 2 weeks. Can I look good by then?
Find a really good swimsuit. Just hide all the curves. Yeah.
Or how about I just bring a lot of booze, or everybody gets drunk and they think I'm the hottest thing at the party.
That's even better.
That's your solution.
Or you can get so drunk that you feel really cute. Like, you know you're fucked
both
up, but you look
work.
In the mirror, you're like, damn, I look
well,
good.
Well, ideally, you do both. That's what we call a party.
Yeah, that's how I feel after a night of partying. Okay,
you can work hard.
I'm so dehydrated.
You can work hard. You can work hard. You can be disciplined. You can build exciting, life-reforming habits.
Yeah.
You can be spiritually healthy.
Yeah.
You can be well-fed, or you can get fucked up. Alcohol has great powers.
It does. Until the next day, and you're like, fuck. So you see all these pictures.
We are,
you
of course,
you're like
joking.
All hot.
Jackie is all about workout party people, but you're actually way more on the work part of this workout / party spectrum than people would garner from the first episode.
Yeah,
you
for
work
sure.
Way harder than people.
I do.
Then your Instagram would probably.
Yeah, I don't give myself enough credit.
You don't.
For sure.
I don't think you do.
Not on party as hard as I say. Just because I drink every other night doesn't mean I party. I just drink. Like, it's an occasional.
Like, have a drink.
Like, have
like,
one drink.
Yeah, like two. Like,
she's like, no.
This is how it started last time.
No.
It just snowballed.
No, well, one does nothing for you. What's the point of one? Like, let's be honest. You want to get a little.
I like your style.
You want to just get a little
I just have one pint of ice cream. Yeah. At least two.
Yeah. My take on Jag is more of balance. You work really hard.
I party as hard as I work, and I work really hard.
You understand that a little bit of partying allows you to work hard again.
You got to earn your party.
I don't think you would work hard. Oh, I don't think you would party at all if you didn't have a benefit to help you enjoy training more. That's what my suspicion
is. Yeah, of course.
So do you get a lot of emails from women wanting to get lean like within a couple weeks or 2 months some unrealistic time frame?
Every client I've ever had, it's like, okay, will I get a six pack in like 2 months? No. Will you go in 6 months? No. Will you go in a year? Maybe. You'll look better than you do now, but they don't understand it's like a years of process. It's like you're going to look better, but you're not going to see that body that you're coming to me saying, make me look like this. You're not going to see that. And I don't want to lie to them. I could lie, be like, yeah, give me your money, I'm going to make you look like that. But I'm like, realistically, no. And they're like, well, what if I eat really clean? I'm like, if you eat clean and you work out really hard, it's still going to take 6+ months to see the results that you want to see.
Well, the other thing we talked about a little bit yesterday was women say, hey, how can I look like you? Mm-hmm. And you go, hey, we're even if you need to be the best version of yourself. Yeah,
exactly. Just focus on being the best version. You'll never look like me, and you don't want to look like me. You want more curves. I mean, I hate that I have no waist. I mean, you might look better than I ever will, but we all have our own, you know, genetics. We all have our own bodies, and you're never going to look like the person you say, make me look like that. You might look like a way better version than them. You don't know what's down there until you lean out and you find it, and you build it through exercise. Through lifting, the only way that you could build the body you want is through strength training. That's what you do. You grow your muscles. You want a bigger ass, then work your legs and your ass. You know, you want a tighter stomach, just make it tighter, but you got to lean out. That's when you can't change too much. That is what it is. That's the frame that you got. And a lot of people don't understand that. They're like, make me look like you. You'll never look like me, but you might look even better. You might have a better structure than I ever had.
So. You work in some motivational like marketing else too. Like, you might have what it takes.
Yeah.
If you work hard.
There might
be a sexy bitch underneath there if you work hard.
If you want to find it. Hey, if you want to lean out and find it, it's there. But you gotta build it. You gotta shape it.
Do you say that? You go, There might be yeah, an attractive woman underneath all of that potential client.
There's got to be. Right?
This is going to take time.
Yeah.
This is going to take 5 years of my time.
Yeah.
There's a balance, though.
Yeah. A balance. You'll look better in a few years, but to see what you want to see, it's a freaking process. And me and him talked about enjoying the process. Like, we all want to get rich quick, and we all want to lose weight fast, but it's like you don't understand that the beauty is in the journey, not where you end up, because you're not going to appreciate it. If I help you lose all this weight in like a few months, you're going to get there. You're still not satisfied. You're still not going to like it. You didn't do all the work to earn it. Like, if you earn this body, you look in the mirror, you're like, damn, I built that. But if you cheat your way there, you're never going to appreciate it. It's just like when you make money. If you make your money, it's harder to spend it because you freaking earned every fucking penny. But when you're given this stack of money, you're like, you know, just giving it away, spending it.
Well, I'm pretty good at spending all the money I earn.
Yeah.
talk to Rob.
Well, I mean, so yeah, you got to enjoy the journey. You got to enjoy the ups and downs, the PRs. The really bad days make the really good days that much better. But we all want it so fast that you're missing the point. Like, you just got to enjoy it.
We inject patience and all that. But on the other side, I mean, we've all seen way too many profound physical transformations happen to say that's not possible. Everybody can experience something that would make them overwhelmed with what they have achieved if they just be patient.
Yeah, if you're patient, like, I'll have people come to me and like after 4 months they're like, I'm done training, this isn't working for me. And I'm like, that is the stupidest thing you could ever do. So you're telling me that if you stop, you're going to get there faster than if you continue to do what you do. So they're just not patient. Like, you didn't gain all that weight in 6 months. You're definitely not going to lose it in 6 months. And they're like, oh, but Susie lost all this weight. You know, I saw her picture on Instagram or before and after. And I'm like, okay, those are bullshit. No one loses weight that fast and looks like that. So, I mean, it's just this huge misconception that it can happen because a lot of fitness people are putting that out there. I can get you lean in 6 months or a 60-day challenge. And I'm like, that's bullshit. You're not going to look
like
what
they tell you. Well, you'll make progress in that amount of
time. You'll definitely make progress.
But, yeah, you're probably not going to have your ideal body type that you have stuck in your mind.
No.
You know what's funny? People devote more patience to the current season of, like, fucking, you know, whatever TV show they're watching.
Yeah.
They'll wait multiple weeks. 8 weeks from January to summertime to see what happens to the lead character and fucking, you know, whatever movie they're watching.
Yeah.
But they will not do so to their own emotional, spiritual well-being and physical function. Yeah. They go, I can't wait to see what happens to X in this relationship. I'll just wait every fucking week from now until May 30th But I won't, like, learn what it takes to feel better 1 month from now. That's fucking too much time, man.
Because it's work, and it sucks, and it's hard, and working out can be like that. But you've got to enjoy, like, you've got to enjoy the process again. Like, you've got to set goals. Without those goals, you're just, like, you're looking for this image that's not there. And so you're repeatedly chasing this image you're never going to see. So if you set performance goals, you're going to find those a lot faster than you're going to find that image in your head. And again, it's just about earning that body you have always wanted.
They chase the dragon.
I like what you said earlier. You're talking about how long did it take you to get there. Like, yeah, that's one of the questions I like to ask people when they go, how long is it going to take to get rid of this?
Yeah.
I go, you know, how long ago was it that you had the body that you'd like to get down to?
Yeah.
And they go, a lot of times they scratch their head and they'll say something like 6 years.
Second grade I had the body I wanted.
That's really weird.
I was lean and I was under 200.
Yeah, but like, but usually, you know, someone will say 6 years, 10 years.
Yeah.
It's never like, oh, I was there 3 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, except for me, every once in a while. Yeah. Shit, I wish I had that body from 3 months ago.
And we also talked about
should have taken that month off from training and went vegan. Totally screwed me up.
We talked about genetics too, right? Like, I've always, my goal was always abs. And after like 5 years of doing everything, even at my leanest, I was like 12% body fat.
Did you try crunches?
I did not try that. But I never saw, my abs were never there. And I was like, okay, after 5 years, it's like, there's got to be something else. I'm chasing. Like, genetically, I know chicks have like bigger thighs and they got ripped six packs. And someone like me who I couldn't put fat on my thighs if I wanted to.
Why are your thighs bigger?
I can't put fat on them even if I wanted to. I can't control where the fat goes. You know, I could build the muscle there, but it just depends. Genetics,
we can
I
get
have
some
fat,
fat down
on my
there.
Stomach.
We'll figure it out.
Just inject
science
it.
Can help us.
Inject it. Yeah.
Well, one of the things I was surprised, I've actually gotten to know Jackie really well the last few days because we spent some time together. And it's surprising sometimes when you find somebody who does have like a really desirable physique. And she was talking about having like emotional eating issues. Like, it's like, you don't, a lot of times you think, oh, it's just easy for that person.
Yeah.
You know, someone who looks good or has the type of body that you might want, you'd go, oh, they probably don't have the same problems I have. And you were talking about like all the positive, not just negative emotional eating issues, but like when something good happens,
like,
you know, the celebration.
Food,
yeah.
Food is social and it's everywhere and it's acceptable and it's the worst drug because the cleaner you try to eat, the more people around you get pissed. Oh, you're so annoying. You're on a diet. You can't eat anything. You're like, I'm just fucking trying to do my best, you know? So, I mean, I've got horrible problems with food. I'm 100% addicted to food. I tell my clients this when they meet me. They're like, I'm like, I binge. I mean, I eat till I hate myself and then I get depressed and I eat more because it's the only thing that I could do to make myself feel better. I mean, it's really like a sick cycle.
You
like,
eat because you're unhappy. You're unhappy
because
you eat.
So like, and seriously, and like, I get in this weird like depressed cycle where like
I would have
like,
never
shit,
known what
like,
that was if it weren't for Austin Powers. I'll tell you.
No, but it's a serious problem. And a lot of clients that I have, I tell them and they're just like, oh my God, that's me too. How do you fix it? And I'm like, the goal has to be bigger than that desire to eat, you know, and you've got to get away from those situations and you can't have food in the house. If it's in the house, I'm going to get to it. Like, I almost tell Liz, you have to lock the cabinets or get like a code because if I'm there by myself, like, I'll just start eating chips. And I know I should not be eating
lock
chips.
Lock the cabinets.
Yeah, I mean, in the morning.
There's Jackie locks on everything.
First thing I do, I'll grab chips and I'll start eating. As I'm making a paleo perfect little breakfast, I'm eating chips and I'm purposely cutting carbs out of my meal because I don't like carbs in the morning, but I'm eating chips nonstop. And it's just like,
why do you have it in the house?
What
in the
do
first
you do? Because she has a son. And so here's the thing. If she buys a little packages of chips, I won't do it because I know how many calories are in there and I just won't go for it. But if it's an open big bag.
Humans are so strange. All of the games we have to play with ourselves.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Just to keep our hands off the shit we know we shouldn't be eating.
If it's a big bag that's open, it's like
if
just
it's this
fucking
and that, if, you want, if you think about it, then I can totally not do it if this is the size, but that's size. I totally shouldn't. I feel
it
bad.
Just, it makes no sense. Like, if I know the calories, I'm like, no. But if I don't, I'm like, fuck, I'll have two. You know, it's like, but it makes no sense.
And by the way, for
if
everybody
two turns into 100.
Yeah.
You know, Doug has an Achilles heel.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Which is Skittles. If Skittles are in the house, they won't last a moment.
That's how I am with chips. Yeah.
It's tough, though, because I have the same problem as this, because I have kids at home, and I know people are like, well, just don't bring chips in your house. Your kids shouldn't be like, shut the fuck up. You don't know any, you have no idea what you're talking about when you're talking about what kids should be eating.
Yeah.
Once you get one, you're like, oh, I need some chips. This kid will not shut up.
I'll tell you what, my kids won't eat anything that they don't kill, all right?
This is what you say now.
One,
you enter, like, can I get a fucking kid's design protein bar? That's the only thing this kid will eat. They won't eat. My kid won't eat. Meat, he won't eat. Some vegetables, he won't eat. Macaroni and cheese or some chips because the texture throws him off. He has to have certain kinds of foods and certain kinds of other things. And it's tough. It makes it a struggle. The first step is understanding that, look, I know that food is a powerful thing in my life. I know that I'm human, that a lot of my things, positive and negative emotions, are going to revolve around foods and what comforts me and what makes me feel certain ways when certain things happen in my life. If you know, that's your first step towards figuring out how to just navigate your way through those
challenges. Well, people are like, how do you break that cycle? And sometimes I'm so deep in that cycle that I'm like, I can't even tell you, because I restart every Monday. You know, this Monday I'm going to start over, and then I fuck up on Monday. So I'm like, next Monday I'm going to start over. And I go through these phases where it's like week after week till finally. It's like, if I can get 3 to 5 good days, like going, good food days, I'm fucking back on. Like, and when I'm on, you can't break me. But when I'm off, I'll eat anything and everything, and I just won't give a fuck, and it just keeps going.
So what gets you off?
Off like it
changed. Question of the day. We need details.
No, like it's just like if you go to a party and everyone's like, come on, have some cake, you know, and then you have a little bite, and then that fucking drug, sugar, is just like, oh, that was so good. And then you have more cake, and then you're like, okay, the next morning you wake up and you like shit again. Mm. Or like I'll go out to eat with dinner with people, and I'm like, don't let me eat any bread for a day, like 2 loaves. I'm like, don't let me eat any bread. And they're like, you're so annoying. That makes everyone feel comfortable to eat some bread. And I'll eat all the fucking bread. And they're like, well, you didn't have to eat all the bread. I'm like, it's either fucking all of it or nothing. Like, just leave me alone.
Oh,
if I
on,
say I
Jackie.
Don't want bread, just leave me alone.
That makes us all feel uncomfortable about our decisions to eat whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, irregardless of the consequences.
Really,
come on, don't
you
be
make,
so lame.
You make people
oh, you just
feel
said
like
irregardless.
Shit.
Andy, get him.
Andy
regardless.
Andy, get him.
Regardless of the consequences. Shut up, Andy.
So a few minutes ago, you said that you couldn't put fat on your legs if you want to, and then you went back and clarified and said that you put it all on your stomach. But we kind of laughed over that part, and so a lot of people might not have heard you say that part.
Yeah, I totally
missed
it.
So not that you don't put fat on at all.
No, just it goes straight.
Stop touching your microphone.
So yeah, not that you don't put fat on at all. You just put it on your stomach.
It goes to my love handles or right here. And some girls gain it on their thighs and they'll have 6 packs faster than I will. But someone like me is just goes straight here in the back of my arm. And that's just genetics. And so when someone's like, I want 6 pack, and I see they've got my body type, and I'm like, I don't want to say you're never going to get it, but fuck, if you only knew what it's going to take to get there, like, you're asking for a lot because you can't change genetics.
So you could never get that shredded 6 pack.
Yeah, I will never have that.
You can get flat, but like the little sections, the 6 sections don't really show up on you.
There's girls that have like thighs and they have these ridiculous 6 packs, and their body fat, they have way more body fat than I do, but it's just where your body's going to put it.
Just carrying it in different places.
Yeah, you carry it in different places.
Like, if you can understand and accept it, you're going to be that much
then you're
closer
not,
to your goals.
Well, yeah, because then they're not chasing this untouchable goal. It's like if I would still be looking for a 6 pack 6 years later, even when I was at 12% body fat, my lowest, I'm like, it's just my body type.
Beating yourself up only reduces your chances of being happy.
Yeah, I mean, and someone will be like, oh, we have a 6 pack in this picture. I'm like, yeah, put a barbell on my back. I have a 6 pack. You know, let me hang on the rings. I might have lines, but that's because you're just stretching everything. It's not because it's there.
All right, let's take a break real quick. When we come back, we're going to talk about the haters and all them trolls.
This is Andrea Eger, and you're listening to Barbell Shrug. For the video version, go to barbellshrug.com.
Barbell Shrug is brought to you by you. To learn more about how you can support the show, go to barbellshrug.com and sign up for the newsletter.
And we're back with Jackie Perez. So you got started in fitness. I mean, you played what, volleyball, high school?
Soccer, softball, anything I can do.
Did a lot of those sports.
You even did the corporate gym thing, personal training at 24-hour fitness.
Yeah, I did the corporate gym thing.
So you learned how to train the muscles there.
Yes. Yeah, I did.
You enjoyed that job, right?
I did. I loved it. I just loved all my clients and, I mean, the corporate-ness, not as much, but I definitely loved everyone that came my way.
That's a polite way of putting it.
And you still do a lot of that. You still do a lot of personal training even today, right?
I do a lot of personal training. I do some CrossFit coaching, but I mainly just personal train. A lot of women. I don't do a lot of men unless like it's referred or someone's husband. Or it always gets funny.
That's what we love about Jackie, man. You fucking work. You put your money where your mouth is, like, so to speak. You are in the gym frequently, engaging, coaching, grinding away with people. You have your ear to the ground on these issues.
Yeah. Oh, you left 24-hour fitness like 4 or 5 years ago.
Something like that.
And then you went to help build a CrossFit gym from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Ground up to where it is now, and from what I understand, really successful.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot of clients.
Yeah.
And
it's huge, ton of members. Yeah.
So you were saying most of your clients are women, and are most of them performance athletes? They train CrossFit because they want to compete in the Open, go to the games, or are they just kind of general fitness people that just want to look better?
It's just a lot of general. It's just a lot of women that just want to look good. They just want to lean out, and they're just so tired of trying everything else that's not working, and they're like, I heard this is intense. You know, I'm here. So, I mean, it's definitely mainly women, and we all have one common goal. We want to look good. I'm not saying we don't want to perform well, but we are there for that reason. And like in my gym, people used to be like, oh, we're not here to look good. We're not here to do this. We're here to be the best version of you, or we're here to be an athlete, all that. And I'm like, I am here because I want to look good. Like, I'm not going to lie. There's a reason I started training the way I did.
I don't know anyone who started training for any other reason.
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. But for a while, if people make me feel like shit, because I'd be like, no, I just want to look at, if I want to do vanity abs when I'm done and do some sit-ups, what do you care? I know they say CrossFit works your abs and all that and the overhead squat, but I want to do abs because I want abs, you know, like I want to look good.
Yeah.
So, but some people always make me feel like that's not a good thing to train for that. And I'm like, what else do you think I'm training for?
It's a bit of a false choice. You can have both. They're both intimately linked.
Of course, but it's kind of not cool to be like, that's not what you should be training. I could train for whatever the hell I want to train. And if women come to me, they all say, I just want to look good. Just help me get there. And of course, I use a bunch of different movements that they don't need to look good to make them look good, because the whole, I just want them to be well-rounded. And I want them, if they want to compete, when they'd be able to compete. But definitely, that's why they're there.
Yeah, hey, if all you do is bench press, do curls, and do crunches, and you go home, and that's your workout 3 days a week, and that's all you do, that's bad. But if you do a balanced, well-thought-out program, yes, and then you do a couple curls and you do a couple crunches just because you kind of want to do those things, no big deal. They are still muscles.
Yeah.
You can still work them. Yeah. They still have some value. But if it's all you're doing, that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But that's not what you're doing.
No.
You're just throwing it on top of a more well-thought-out program.
Exactly. And I think that's why I like Barbell Bikini, because women come up to me and they're like, Jackie, program for me. And I'm like, I'm not a programmer. I'm like, I'm just going to tell you to go take classes. They're like, yeah, but they're making me do all these really high skill things. And that's, you know, it's taking up most of the time. And that's not what I'm here for. And I'm like, I understand. And so people come to me and I'll modify the workouts to make it work for them. Some people just want a sexy 30-minute workout sometimes, you know, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But people make you think it's got to be short and fast and it's got to be high skill. And it's like, this program should be what you want it to be, not what I want it to be for you. You're the client. Like, I'm not going to force my goals on you. Like, so that's where it gets kind of sticky. But like, I now have a way to refer people and be like, you should be doing all these different movements. I like snatch and clean and jerk because you work every single muscle at the same time. So your body is growing all together. You're not just benching. You're not just curling. You're not isolating your muscles. Mm-hmm. The more muscles you move, the more calories you burn. I'm like, I have limited time. I want to do as much as I can.
Yeah.
So here's a program that's got everything for you. And it's not leaving out any movement, but it's just doing it in a way where you're focusing on leaning out and building muscle and not necessarily being the strongest or the biggest back squatter. I've never had the intention of being the best squatter, the best deadlift. I just wanted to be okay at everything. And the reason I could do well in a competition right now is because there's not one thing I can't do. I'm not the best at anything, and I'll never win first place in any event, any competition, but I'm well-rounded. There's nothing that I cannot do. And that's my focus for the people that I train. I'm like, I just want you to be able to do everything and build your body all together as you're doing it.
Yeah, like what you said about, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, everyone came to you and they were like, no, it's all about performance. And they're almost like pissing on like aesthetics, like they're making fun of the bodybuilders and anyone that wanted to look good. They were like rag on those people.
Yeah.
Like they didn't actually want to look good underneath it all.
Bodybuilders,
but it wasn't cool back then.
No.
It was like CrossFit was new on the scene. It was all about performance and all about functional movement.
Yes.
And like the enemy was people that wanted to look good, even though everybody wants to look good.
Even though that is the goal. Like, if I'm doing something that's making my body look the way I don't want it to look, I'm going to stop, because my goal is not to be the best at that thing. My goal is just to be the best version of me that I could possibly build on my frame.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if there's sort of, like, if I'm doing one movement, like, let's say I'm benching all the time, my tries are getting huge, my chest is getting huge, and that's not what I want. Like, why would I continue to do that? No, I'm going to I'm going to work more legs, back squats, because that's the muscles that I want to build. I want to shape my body.
Yeah. I do feel like that's going away in a big way, though.
Totally.
Like, aesthetics is really coming into this kind of world right now. It doesn't mean people don't want to train for performance or eat for performance or
both.
Perform.
Yeah.
But yeah, they want to perform and they want to look good. And it's becoming cool now to just be real and be authentic and just admit that that's who you are and that's how you are, and it's totally okay. And now when I say that to people, I go, I just want to kind of lean up just so I can just look a little bit better, or I want to put on some muscle mass because I just feel like I want to just look a little bit better. Everyone's like, yeah, you know, me too. And people are starting to just admit it without being like, oh, I thought you were like a purist and you want to just snatch more weight. I do, but I can look good in the process.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah, you can use functional fitness to get lean and sexy.
Yeah, you can. That's
I don't think there's
and
any other better way.
It's the most fun way to do it.
It's the most fun way to do it. Because I've done the non-fun way.
Yeah.
That shit sucks. Yeah.
Well, there's so many exercises.
I look good that way too, though. I'm just saying.
You're just doing hamstring curls on a machine and then you're going up to the leg extension machine, you're doing 3 sets of 10, 3 sets of 12, and then you're going to the fucking tricep machine. That shit's boring.
Yeah.
It's not that fun.
No.
Not compared, compared to like, doing snatches and cleans and back squats and jerks and shit. That shit's way
That's
fun.
That's why you gotta yell at each other.
Yeah.
You gotta have mirrors.
Yeah. Well, there's just so many exercises that I feel like because it's not CrossFit, you shouldn't be doing it. Like a one leg deadlift. I think that's awesome for people, but like the cool thing is now that we have powerlifting, we see the benefit of doing one big lift and then doing assistant lifts to that lift. That's awesome.
They do
that
it for makes, a reason.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
They it's get better activation.
Does that work?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Only the strongest people in the world do it.
I mean, I just feel like there should be a mix of CrossFit with a little bit of that. There are exercises that do have room that'll make you better. I mean, a lot of chicks, like I was saying the other day, their knees cave in. So one leg deadlift is kind of nice for them to learn to fix that. And so I put that in my personal clients. Like I don't teach them like it's a class. I'll do a skill and then I'll go through like corrective exercise where I'm like, oh, you need this, and then they'll do like a little wad, but the wad is relevant. Like it's not kipping pull-ups, because that's more of a performance goal, right? That's not just like, I want to build your back, so I think we're going to do some strict pull-ups. You know, if you're competing, get on that kipping pull-up. If you're just trying to be stronger in those muscles, then do a strict pull-up. You know, there's a difference.
A lot of people take new clients and they'll just have them do thrusters and kipping pull-ups because they just don't know what else to do. That's all they've been exposed to. They don't actually know how to assess somebody and figure out what their weaknesses are, figure out what they're good at, and figure out what they need, and then write a workout that's going to fix those weaknesses and actually move that person forward faster, because they actually shored up weaknesses and now they're strong where they formerly were weak.
Exactly. So you're just building from the bottom, from the beginning up, you know, instead of just skipping all these steps and going to all these big movements, you're actually breaking it down and doing step ups and doing, you know, things that are going to build that one squat later on, but not right now just bang those squats out, add more weight, add more weight, add more weight. There
it's
should
like
be something.
The health and fitness is the only place where it's okay to jump grades and levels.
Exactly.
Like, I just want to graduate now. I don't want to learn ABCs. Fuck that. That's boring. No one ever thinks that until it comes to changing the body. Yeah. I've been fat 10 years. Make me they want to fucking I dream a genie their way out of being fat. Like, bang.
Unfortunately.
I ate paleo today. Fuck it. I should be thin now. It sounds so irrational, but it's exactly how people feel about it. And it affects how their programming and their planning and their patience turns out in the gym.
True.
Yeah, there was a person that, and I actually forget who said this quote originally. I feel really bad that I forgot it because I used to know it. But they used to say the expression, you want to work movements, not muscles. And that was really big in the strength conditioning world, especially like 10 or 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that did a lot of good because it took people out of just working their muscles on machines and doing like Nautilus circuits like you know, 30 years ago bodybuilding was in a lot of ways. So it did a lot of good, and it brought functional fitness more into the strength and conditioning world for, you know, college sports teams and NFL and professional sports, and for anyone that wanted to just get bigger, stronger, and faster and more athletic. So it did do a lot of good, but then it kind of went too far in the short term, and then they I don't know if I'm screwing that expression up too. They did it. They overdid it and then now they're underdoing it.
Yeah,
where
the pendulum swings too far the other direction.
Yeah, it swung too far, and so they only did movements, and then they didn't work any muscles. And now they're like, well, okay, we see there's some value in that too, whether it's corrective exercise or you're just shoring up weaknesses, like I said, however you want to phrase it. And so now it's coming back in where you work your movements first. You can do your snatch, clean, jerk, and your front squats, and then it's like, okay, well, now if I need to go do some glute ham raises and just make my hamstrings a little bit stronger, I can go do a knee joint only movement, which is an isolation exercise more or less for your hamstrings, even though you're stabilizing across the hip, to make my hamstrings stronger.
To supplement.
But it's an accessory movement. You're supplementing the other part of your program, which the other part is 90% of it. This is just 10% of it. But now people are realizing that there's some value in that, and it's really coming into this world very, very strong right now. And that's a good thing.
I can't think of one muscular, athletically fit performer, person who uses any kind of implement or anything, who in their training doesn't follow that approach. It's like, it's what you have to do to get there. It's like no one chooses it. They've tried other things. It always comes back to big quality of motion, high skill component movements with heavy loads and high amounts of force and power. And then things to help you get better at that alone won't address.
Well, progressing, you know, just starting at the right place and progressing movements. Like me and, God, what's that guy that was just on here before me?
Goldick?
Yeah. So he was like, I took a little bit of time off. He's like, now I feel like I need to take a few steps back and rebuild. And I was like, I was just telling someone that too. Like, you get so far and you get to a point where like, I feel like shit, my back hurts. All you're doing is loading. It's like, it's time to go back and rebuild those things that you weren't probably doing right, but you could get away with them, so you kept doing them. And I'm in the same place. I'm like, lower back's constantly sore and annoyed. There's obviously something going on that I need to fix before I keep loading. Because if I just keep loading, I'm going to end up screwing up my back. Like, the people say CrossFit won't get you injured. Anything can get you injured if you don't do it right. Of course CrossFit can get you injured if you do something stupid and you just keep loading and loading and loading the same lift.
Yeah, CrossFit won't get you injured if you do everything in an idealized manner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You do the exact volume you need. Do every single movement perfectly. You never overdo it. You eat perfectly. Yeah. That's ideal because it's and unrealistic for most people because most people don't know everything about every aspect of it.
Most people,
but
are people.
If you do it well, then you probably won't get hurt. It's only when you do something incorrectly or you overdo something that you end up hurting yourself.
Don't listen to your body. I'm fine. I got it. I can do it more.
I also find people who, you know, are huge proponents of movements only. They're not real big on assistance work. Have a background in like bodybuilding training.
It's like,
I mean, that's probably what saved me for a while. Like, I had, like, 9 years of, like, lots of isolation, making sure everything was symmetrical and all that. And then, like, I got away for, like, five years to get away with, like, just training movement. I didn't have to do assistance work because I had that huge, you know, history and volume of assistance work. And then it kind of caught up with me. I was like, oh, shit. But you see that. You see these guys are, like, you know, really jacked, and they're like, oh, yeah, just movement. And they're like, what'd you do before CrossFit? And they're like, well, you know, I was Globo Gym.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, okay.
Yeah, I think it's super improper.
We have to take into consideration your entire life here when we talk about why you're training the way you are
right now. It is super improper to throw the baby out with the bathwater and to say that what has made people big and strong and jacked for long to 100 years is somehow we'll just throw all that shit out. The things that bodybuilders have been sort of suffering. Suffering is a good word. You cannot say unkind words. You can say it's not for you.
Yeah.
Not putting a banana hammock on and painting myself bronze and getting on stage is not my thing, dude. That's fine.
Yeah.
But don't call it anything other. It's super hard work and dedication. Yeah. It's taken a long time for that crew, that community, that population to figure out what it takes to make people big and strong. And they keep doing it because it keeps working. You'd be a fool not to learn from it and absorb what is useful.
Of course,
There's nothing wrong with any category of fitness as long as you.
There's not one formula. It's like,
it depends on who you are and what you want. As long as you're doing something where you know what it is, you know why you're doing it, and you know realistically what that type of fitness program is going to do for you, then there's nothing wrong with choosing any aspect of fitness, just like choosing any sport. There's nothing wrong with being a basketball player versus a football player. They are totally different sports, and they're going to be totally different. You're going to respond totally different to those sports. But as long as you know why you're doing it and it's what you actually want to do, then that's totally fine.
See, there's a plan. I know where I'm going. It's being explained to me. I have support. It makes sense. These things sound like what you're looking for, not like any particular program or sets and reps. Like, these are the big principles that if you have those, other things will just work out, you know?
Yeah, where people fall short is that they'll read an article like in Shape Magazine and they'll say like, yoga's really good for core strength. And then you're like, okay, well, if you have no background in core strength, well, yoga will help with that. That's very true. But what's your goal? Well, if they're trying to be an Olympic gymnast, well, yoga's not going to give you the core strength to be an Olympic gymnast. Like, it's not probably the best thing in the world for core strength. If you did gymnastics, you would be stronger than the yoga people. And that's pretty much a fact, right?
Yeah.
But it will help some people. It just depends on what level you're trying to get to.
It depends on the level where you start.
Yoga makes you strong, and then you talk about world-class powerlifters, and no one's going to get to world-class powerlifting level by doing yoga for that one thing.
I'm sure somebody would argue with you over this stuff.
Someone probably will.
Somebody would say, that's bullshit, Doug Larson.
I do yoga for core work.
It's hard,
and there's some value in it. I'm definitely not saying that not to, because I like yoga too. But it just depends if you know why you're doing it and if it's actually going to get you to where you want to be or not. That's the whole question with all these areas.
Yoga's hard and beautiful and tough.
I want to be a better lifter, so getting more flexibility is going to help me. So I'll do yoga for flexibility and core because it's helping me with this goal. Not doing it just to do yoga.
Right now I'm actually doing yoga for flexibility.
Yeah.
But I actually do gymnastics for more core work.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then what I find sometimes is I'm like, I'm doing some yoga stuff that's very core oriented. I'm like, I'm going to pull it back on this pose real quick because I'm going to hit core really hard.
I do back handsprings. What do you do for you?
I like back handsprings.
Why are you laughing, you asshole?
Usually my comparison for most of this fitness stuff is like, okay, well, if you're a person that wants to get in shape and you want to be flexible and have really good core strength, and then you say, okay, you can do yoga or you can do gymnastics. Well, after 10 years, if you do yoga, will you be able to do the stuff the gymnast does after 10 years? And if you do gymnastics after 10 years, will you be able to do the stuff the yoga person is doing after 10 years? And more than likely in a situation like that, the gymnast will be able to do the yoga stuff,
yeah. mm-hmm.
but the yoga person will not even be close to doing the gymnast stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so maybe you should go with gymnastics in that example.
Yeah.
Again, not saying yoga doesn't have any value. I think yoga's super, super cool, but it just depends on what you want for you and picking the right thing in the situation.
And as an adult, like, going and doing gymnastics is just, it's almost ridiculous because of, like, unless you have really great progressions. And that's where it gets really tough.
That's what I think.
You're gonna
when
do
I see
some of the gymnastics you do in the CrossFit gym, which is like super low level, basic gymnastics. Like even muscle ups don't even have a difficulty rating in gymnastics.
Right.
Like they are considered a no rating. Yeah. They don't get an A, B. They don't get an E.
That's just what you do.
They don't
so
get
you
an
do
F.
The other
they
stuff.
Get a basic skill rating. It's not even on the chart.
So it all just depends on your goal, and you should be training for your goal. So if my goal is to lean and tone, look in my swimsuit, I'm not gonna be powerlifting 4 days a week because that's not what's going to change my body in the way that I want to change it.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with powerlifting. Some girls want to be the strongest they could be. That's freaking awesome. That's not my goal, and that doesn't drive me. It doesn't motivate me.
It's okay.
And that's
okay. Both camps are perfectly
fine.
That's
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So just train for your goal. Like if I don't look good in a bikini, I'm going to train a certain way. I'm going to do some cardio, some Metcons. I'm going to do some
lifts.
What
would you call
and
that program that you might do if you want to look good?
Well, now you guys just made one up.
Michael, come on.
You guys just made up the one that I wanted, so... I mean, it's pretty much everything that I think a female should do to get the strength and the body that they want, but not lose one for the other. It's like you're going to build a body and build a strength, and they're going to go hand in hand instead of just one or the other.
See,
and that's fine. Like, some people are runners, and they enjoy running, and that's awesome, but don't expect to get an athletic, strong body if you're a runner because you're not building the muscles for that, you know? So it's like, and there's nothing wrong with that body type, but it's like, I posted this thing on my Instagram once, and it was like a real thin chick marathon runner, and it was like a sprinter with this big old ass and legs, and someone was like, how dare you knock one sport? I'm like, I'm not knocking a sport. I'm just saying, ladies, if you want to look like this, this is what you do. If you want to look like this, this is what you do. I'm not knocking either one, but I'm saying some of you are running because you think it's going to make you look like this chick on the right, but that's not how you look like that. So just train for the goals that you want, you know? So.
Yeah, usually the reason people are doing a specific sport is because their body, it really connects with that sport.
Yeah, they're passionate and they like it. They like to run. That's their thing. Yeah. That their goal is not to look good in a bikini like mine. And that's great, you know?
If you're 6'3" and you're 340 pounds, like, you're just naturally going to gravitate towards powerlifting. It just makes sense for you.
Yeah,
and if you're as opposed to a 6'3", 400 pound guy, maybe you do take up something like running or CrossFit.
Yeah.
It's just more naturally for you. Not that you can't do any of the other stuff. It just makes more sense when you're trying to get in shape. Those are the things you go to first because that's just naturally how you're built. You're a smaller person than the person that's over 300 pounds.
Yeah. So train for your goal. And if you want to look good in a bikini, then focus on being good at every movement, not just being the strongest or the best or this. Focus on your core. Focus on gymnastics. Focus on body weight, strength. Focus on back squat. You know, everything needs to all tie into one program together. You can't leave one thing out because we're still trying to build an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we still have a goal of being a good competitor, because if one day you want to jump in a competition, I want to say I got you ready for that. At the same time, I got you that body that you wanted. You can do both. It's not like you have to pick one over the other, you know.
Yeah.
But you can't deny as a female that if you lift all the time, that's all you do, you are going to start to get bigger. That's what muscles do. They grow the more you overload them.
Mm-hmm.
We can't deny them. So when someone says CrossFit's going to make you huge, it's not CrossFit that's making you huge. Some chicks just want to be the strongest, and they sacrifice that sometimes to get there, and that's fine, because their goal is no longer to look good in that bikini. Their goal is now to be the best, and you're going to sacrifice a little bit when that's the goal.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine, but we all have goals, and I hate when someone tries to put theirs on me or mine on theirs. It's just like we're all doing our own thing. That's it. You know, respect each other. Like, even sports, respect everyone for the sport that they do.
Mm.
Everyone hates on CrossFit on my Instagram or pull-ups. I'm like, you know what I do. Okay, if you're looking at my page, you think I'm not going to post CrossFit. Like, you're stupid. Like, don't talk shit. Just go somewhere else. You know, like, don't look at my page. Like,
but
I hate this, like, sport-on-sport bashing. Like,
yeah.
I don't stand there and make parody videos of bodybuilders because they look ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do that. Like, I can respect you for what you do. Respect me for wanting to bounce around and lift weights and run and all that. That's what I like to do. So it's like...
Yeah, let Jackie bounce around.
I mean, just let me do what I want.
Easy.
Well, it also drives me crazy when people see videos of people that are brand new to CrossFit and they're doing something incorrectly.
Yes.
They're brand new to it. I'm like, you guys go to fucking T-ball games and look at the kids swinging the bats and be like, you're
this
shitty.
Yeah. I do, but only after a case of beer and if I'm wearing a wife beater.
It's like... Yeah.
When they're brand new to baseball, Why are you yelling at them?
It's like these days you can only post something where your fucking form is perfect. And just no one's perfect. We're all learning. We're all trying to get better. I just posted a deadlift. Someone was like, your ass is supposed to be lower. I said, no fucking shit. You know, like, what do you think I'm doing? I'm trying to become a better lifter. Like, I don't need you Instagram coaching me. I have coaches. I'm just saying, hey, look, I deadlifted today. Here's my deadlift, you know?
That's, you know, it's funny, Doug, dude. That attitude, like, no one comes out and says, bro, you can't even swing that bat. Here's Jose Canseco's secret batting
yeah,
technique.
Exactly.
If you do this, you'll fucking knock that tee right off, the ball right off the fucking tee. You'll be a champ. Little Todd, whatever your name is. That's what people think about training. Like, I can't snatch very well. What did Piros Dimas do for his snatch? Maybe I'll do that. What's wrong with you, man? That guy has been snatching since the age of like 8 or whatever.
And he's perfectly built to snatch.
Like, it's just annoying. Yeah. It's like, mind your own business and do your own thing. You know, like, focus on you. If you put all your energy on hating on everybody else, that's shitty. That's just a reflection of how shitty you feel about yourself. If I'm sitting here being like, oh, that's stupid, what's he doing? What do I give a fuck? Unless I'm jealous about what's he doing, that I have enough energy to
more
let
than
it
likely
come out of my mouth. I mean, probably.
It's got to be a warning that when you have a very strong, organic, powerful surge of emotion, when you see something, it's not the thing that's causing it.
Something internal,
that's your first cue. I gotta work on this.
Yeah. why is it,
like,
my
life's too short to be like, fuck her for being happy.
Yeah, right?
That's basically what people are doing. Yeah. That bitch is skinny and happy. Fuck her. Who does she think she is?
When someone hates on CrossFit, I'm like, you're just showing your own insecurities, because what do you give a fuck? What's it got to do with you?
I don't drive by tennis courts like,
nothing.
Look at these sons of bitches
hate,
swinging,
you know,
tennis rackets. What do they think? Who do they think they are, playing tennis and golfing? Yeah. You bastards. You should be lifting weights.
So when you're training your female clients, like, how do you advise them or help them with dealing with the other people in their lives? Like, socially, psychologically, like, when you're trying to make a big change, there's always going to be those people that are already in your life that want you to stay the same that you are right now, and it makes them feel bad that you're making progress, and they're going to kind of try to pull you back to your old you.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big thing to get over.
Yeah.
And it holds people back. Like, how do you battle
women
that? Do you have anything for
women
that?
Women do ask me that. They'll be like, you know, how can I do this if my friends don't diet and I'm trying to eat clean? And I'm like, you just have to put yourself in the best situations that you can. And sometimes you're going to be stuck out there and you have to. And you just have to, like, ignore them. Just focus on your goal. Focus on you. Again, not what anyone else is doing. And just, you could say, respect me for what I do, you know. But sometimes it's easier to just, like, not. Like, if I'm eating dinner and all these people, I eat paleo and they're not, I might have a little bit of bread just because I don't want to be that weirdo making you feel like shit because you're not having any. I just want to, that's why I eat as clean as I can when I can, because I'm saving those little things for when I am around people. I want to be social. I don't want to be the weirdo that can't go get a scoop of ice cream with people. You know, that sucks to be that person. Yeah. But you could still modify it and get your goal. It doesn't mean you have to eat all the ice cream or you have to eat too much. Just have a little bit, just not enough to stick out, you know. But surround yourself with people with common goals. And I think that's the best thing about a CrossFit gym. Everyone is there to be a better version of themselves. There's no doubt about that, or they would not be there. And they're there to encourage you to keep going, not to be like, oh, why are you doing this? It's the people on the outside that are going to look at you and say, why are you doing that? That's so annoying. You're getting too big. Oh, you're getting too skinny. Those are the people that aren't a part of it. And the only way that I can make myself feel better about you doing something cooler than me is if I bring you down. If I say CrossFit's fucking stupid, now I put you on my level, right? Because I'm not doing it. And I'm jealous that you're doing something really cool. But the best way that I can justify to myself is if I knock you down. And that's why a lot of people hate, is because they're jealous and they want to bring you back down to their level because now we're even, because CrossFit sucks. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
so
a lot
it's
of people.
Cool that I'm not doing it because it sucks anyway.
Yeah, like, we realize, like, having a CrossFit gym to train at, you do have that community. And a lot of people, they train by themselves, or they don't train in a CrossFit gym. They train in a regular gym, but they kind of want to do this type of stuff.
Yeah.
They, you know, use the gymnastics rings, and they want to do Olympic lifts and whatnot, but they don't really have a community. So we made sure when we started any of our programs for Road to Regionals, the Muscle Gain Challenge, for Barbell Bikini, Barbell Shredder, all of our programs have Facebook groups where every single person in the group has the exact same goal. Like even my wife right now, she's pregnant, and she's in a Facebook group where everyone in that group is having a baby February. That way she can go in there and everyone has the exact same goal, and they're having the exact same experience at the exact same time, because that would be really hard to find someone in town that had the exact same date for their baby to be due. So it's the same thing in the fitness world. It's nice to have everyone else in the group looking to lose 20 pounds, just like you're looking to lose 20 pounds, or looking to gain 20 pounds of muscle, just like you're looking to gain 20 pounds of muscle. And you can support each other because, you know, every single person, you know, hundreds of people in that group have the exact same goals and desires that you do. You can put something out there. You can ask a question that can help you because they've already had that experience. You can, you know, vent your frustrations if you're not making really good progress, or maybe you're trying to gain muscle and you got sick and you lost 5 pounds and you're like, fuck. And then someone else comes in and says, oh, yeah, I was sick for a week. I lost 10 pounds. It sucks, man. But I got it back. You can do it too, and they help you.
that Facebook group is your community. It is your CrossFit gym, and it you need that, because like I said, you're gonna go through ups and downs to, and that 1 year goal, they're all gonna be good days. Like, you're gonna need someone to be like, it's all good, just get back up and keep going. Oh, you didn't hit that number you're supposed to hit, it's all good, just try it again next time.
Yeah, but or you get a PR someone. And you put a video and everyone's like, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude, good job. And yeah. then that's super motivating yeah. for you.
You need, or you can even say something about food, like, you know, I'm having trouble with this. Someone else could be like, yeah, you know what, me too. And so I found that if I do this around those people, it just makes the situation easier. But you want people going through the same thing as you, so you can feed off of each other. Because some people have really good ideas about how to dodge those situations or be a part of the situations without completely sabotaging your whole plan that you got going.
Unfortunately, we have run out of time.
Do you think trolls? Hey, Doug, do you think trolls?
Really get on plane.
We really have to go.
Our comment feeds so on every post on
he
the internet.
Give a so shit.
You can shut the hell up. Where can we find you on Instagram, Jackie?
Jackie585 on Instagram.
Was it Jackie585?
Jackie585. Yes.
Sorry, Chris. I'm gonna put my headphones down,
no. Jackie,
and Chris can make his point.
Hey, guess what? I'm never gonna fucking tell you what my point was until you die. I'm never gonna tell you what that point was.
I mean, actually, let us go 15 minutes further than I really wanted to go. So sorry.
No,
because
point.
This was a really great conversation.
Now he's afraid to say anything.
I'm just not out of spite. Make sure you guys go to barbellshrug.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out Jackie's Instagram.
And?
Oh yeah! If you wanna, why am I pulling my
shirt? Why are you taking your clothes off?
You do that, and then I'm like, this.
You guys are signaling to each other.
Oh yeah! If you're interested in if you're a lady and you would like to get leaner, you might want to go to barbellbikini.com. Sign up for find out more information. Really.
Yeah, go to barbellbikini.com. If the landing page is up, like a coming soon page, or the pre-launch videos that kind of tell you a little bit about the program, you'll get a little gift when you put your name and email in. And then if registration's open, then you can sign up.
I got
all the information
there.
You need is on the page.
Yeah. I'll have something on my page where you can go and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And then if you're a guy, you can go to barbellshredded.com because we have a complimentary guys fat loss program on barbellshredded.com.
No doubt.
If you're happy being fat, go get some ice cream. I'll see you at Ben & Jerry's in a half hour.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks, guys.